NRG Stadium Fan Cave. Great to have you with us. Brian Cushing is our guest, and now we're going to play a game that's been so traditional we just invented it today. Brian, it's called New Jersey or Not. You have to guess, and DP's going to play too. You have to guess whether the following people or towns are actually from towns in New Jersey, the people born in New Jersey. Celebrities like our first one. Now, DP's going to go first. Frank Sinatra, New Jersey born or not, DP?
Not.
Not.
He sings New York, New York.
Okay, Brian, what do you say?
New Jersey all the way.
Jersey City, baby. How about it, Brian Cushing?
Gonna go. Yeah. I watched Jersey Shore, Sopranos, and Real Housewives of New Jersey, okay. So this should be a total disaster.
I think he's going to get this one easy. The town Oyster Bay, New Jersey or not? Oyster Bay. DP?
New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Not.
Not Oyster Bay's on Long Island, so it's New York. DP, you're getting shut out. This is like the Globetrotters against the Washington Generals.
That's so unfair.
John Travolta. John Travolta, New Jersey or not? Was he born there? He was raised there for sure, but was he born there?
Oh, I go first because we know that Brian's probably gonna know the answer.
I don't know. He may or may not. I think these are pretty hard.
Yes, New Jersey.
New Jersey, Brian.
We're going no.
Uh-oh, he was actually born in Englewood, New Jersey, so he gets one,
right.
But you're still up 2-1. Okay, this is a no-brainer. Hohokus, New Jersey or not, the town of Hohokus. What do you got?
Hohokus.
I like his poker face right now.
I've heard of Hoboken.
Total poker face.
Sure, New Jersey.
Brian?
Bergen County, absolutely.
Bergen County, Bergen County Catholic alum right here,
oh,
Brian Cushing. Jack Nicholson.
He seems like a Jersey guy.
Oh, look, a New Jersey Hall of Fame inductee. What do you think, Brian? Jack Nicholson.
I don't think he was born there, though.
Born in New York City. And how is he a freaking Laker fan? I don't know. All right, the town of Shiloh. Not KO. Shiloh is the town of Shiloh in New Jersey. DP.
Because I've guessed yes on all of them, I'm going to say no.
Okay.
Just because.
I'm going to say no as well.
It's in New Jersey. Yes.
Oh.
It probably has like four people. Our producer Claudia came up with these. All right. This is kind of a curveball here. Jim Nantz. You know, we love Jim Nantz, okay? University of Houston Cougar and all that. Jim Nantz, New Jersey or not? DP.
I'm gonna guess no. I'm not sure why. I don't think that he's from New Jersey.
Okay. Brian?
I'm going to say yes.
No. Okay. Charlotte, North Carolina born. No. He was raised in Marlboro, New Jersey, and he's a Texans season ticket holder, actually. So he's a big Houstonian, obviously, a Coug. All right. Mount Vernon, the town of Mount Vernon. Is it in New Jersey?
Yes.
Brian?
No.
No. That's New York, okay?
I was like, that sounds familiar.
All right. I got one more for you. Carl Lewis. Of course, another Coug. What do you think?
I thought he was from Houston.
Well, he's a Houston guy.
I've seen him running.
But that
at
doesn't make
Memorial
him from
Park.
Houston necessarily.
Okay,
so what do you think?
I say no.
Brian.
Born in New Jersey.
No, sorry, Brian.
He said it with such confidence.
Born
though.
In Birmingham, Alabama, raised in Willingboro, New Jersey. Have you heard of that? All right, I'll go one more here. One more. Bonus question. Anne Hathaway. She was in that Princess Diaries, but a ton of other movies.
Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah, okay. She's gorgeous. Anne Hathaway.
Mark quotes that movie all the time.
All right, just because I quote a chick flick, don't out me on that. All right, so, yes or no?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
No. Born in Brooklyn, raised in Melbourne.
Brooklyn.
That's New Jersey or not? I don't know. He's going to win.
All right.
He's going to win. All right, we have some gifts for you.
Oh, wow.
This
great.
Is our tradition
thank you.
Of 2 weeks.
Yes.
So we got you some gifts.
All right, thank
and
you.
Mark's going to make
thank
you open them right this second.
Yes, you got to open the stuff up now and see if we did a good job. Last week, we got Fitzpatrick a beard grooming
beard
kit.
Beard envy.
All right, so pull some stuff out. All right. This is a little onesie for your new baby.
Cool.
Okay, and hold it up for the camera, Brian.
Forget about it. Yeah.
I was like, I think his
that's
baby,
great.
It must be bigger than, as big as Kush, so I hope that fits.
Yeah, the baby's already grown.
Baby's already open.
Baby's wearing 3 T's right now. It's 6 weeks, all right?
Oh, geez.
And I don't know if we failed on this one or not. Pull that out. Come on. Let's see.
Our producer Claudia went on this wild hunt for what people in New Jersey like, and they all came up
they
with...
They all said this.
This is Taylor ham. Ham.
Yeah. Is this known to you?
Taylor ham and cheese. Yeah, absolutely.
As a New Jersey guy.
It is.
All right.
It's a big thing.
He looks frightened that we've actually bought him a ham.
Does this bring out your inner child a little bit?
No, but I do appreciate it. Yeah.
We sent for that. So.
It was refrigerated, so don't worry.
No,
it wasn't just
great.
Sitting in this,
this
bag
is great.
Behind me.
All right, Brian, thanks a lot
definitely
for being with
thank
us.
You guys. Okay. I appreciate it.
Next up, Fitz Tips, more strength and conditioning drills for you. Plus, the audience gets a great gift, and they get to eat it, too. It's Texans Late Night.